It is already the third day of Sesshin. There is no third day without a first day, no third day without a fourth. Past, present, future. The three periods, all the three periods, now. Now. Truth is eternal. Truth is now. There is no loss and gain. These days all the buzz is about gain and loss, gain and loss. And this cute dumpling of an earth. People are nowadays speaking intimately of things global. You turn on the TV and you get world news. It's snowing in Russia, turning cold in England. Global, global. We're hearing about the earth as she sits in our belly. But we continue to treat her selfishly. That's because you hold yourself, you treat yourself as a small, small, trifling thing. So there never seems to be enough. You are always wanting more. Forever wanting things to be different. Do you notice this in yourself? And you're always trying to pin the blame for your situation on other people. See how you complain. Watch yourself as you complain. It's so obvious. Did you tell me that yesterday you were able to receive the Hotsugammon as if as your very own vow, arousing the thought of enlightenment? This is the vow of each and every one of you sitting in this zendo. I vow. The sincere call comes from the very wellspring of life. I vow. This is the voice of life. Now, what is it that you vow? I vow to drop worldly views and embrace and accept Buddha Dharma. To drop the I, me, mine that you so desperately clutch. Awake or asleep, you hang on. Throw it down, abandon self-cherishing, and receive and accept Buddha Dharma. Buddha Dharma. You have been able to hear the true teaching. To hear the true teaching, to believe it with your life, as your life. To receive and accept Buddha Dharma. The teaching of Buddha is my life. All being is Buddha. Is this what you were able to understand the other day, to deeply understand? How have you heard the true teaching? Someone said that they could understand this much intellectually. Heaven and earth are one and the same root, my life. You said that heaven and earth are one finger. Heaven and earth, all one finger. That's good, isn't it? One, not two. Were there two, heaven and earth would be divided. Heaven and earth separate. And this one truth would be non-existent, wouldn't it? This one finger, all heaven, all earth, only one finger. Who are you? Who are you? Heaven and earth, this one truth. One. Forget the self, and you will finally understand. You have determined not to hold yourself, your views, your ideas, worldly views, as most dear and precious. Do you refuse to continue to embrace a lie? Good, bad, getting something, losing something. Do you always making enemies, rivals? You're always creating distance. You're creating unpleasantries, dislikes upon dislikes. Things aren't going as I deserve, as I believe they should go for me. So you're often annoyed, out of sorts, disturbed and disquieted. Disturbed and disquieted. Tell me, how many days can you continue disturbed and disquieted? How many years? How many lifetimes can you go on disturbed and disquieted? How fortunate that you can be annoyed and vexed and disturbed and disquieted. How fortunate. All beings are one, one life. But you have made it to the point where you can be disturbed and disquieted, annoyed and vexed. I am a cat. I am a dog. Only a human being disturbed and disquieted, annoyed and vexed, could say such a thing of themselves. There's no way Koro the dog is going to be self-conscious to say, I am Koro. Koro does not grasp self. Koro travels through life, inherent oneness, unself-aware. And he probably has some way to go before self-realization. But this annoyed and disquieted being, human being, cannot bear being out of sorts. The world is bleak. At first, we tried to blame the world. People around me are mean, stingy, ill-natured. People around me, the world, is short-sighted, shallow-minded, thoughtless. But then, oh, so fortunately, so happily, you're finally able to turn around and see yourself, to know that, hey, the problem is here. I feel a lacking, an insufficiency. It's never enough. I want more. I want things to be different. I want things to go as they suit me. I want things to go as they should, according to my own ideas. Your facial expression, your step, your voice all cry out, me, 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 grasping a false notion of self. How dark you look. You are still feeling yourself, regarding yourself to be pretty important, to be terribly dear. Are you brave enough to break through your self-cherishing? Let go of worldly views. Let go of self-clinging. Abandon I, me, mine. Didn't it come to you just the other day what it is to abandon self-cherishing? Empty of body and mind, and yet the snow feels cold. Throw it down, let go. As long as you're still clinging, you ought to have let go. You let go and let go and let go, and yet you are still hanging on. Well, you obviously aren't being thorough. You must be thorough. die completely. And you see that one with all beings on this earth, you attain the way. It's just this intimate. It is just this certain, this complete. Together with all beings, we attain the way. All is well. All is well. So what about it? The eyes full, the ears full, the heart full, full. Life full, fulfilled. Was there something? Was there something? Full, brimming, complete. Heaven in heart, heaven in earth, one root. Heaven in earth, same roots. Everything, one body. So, was there something? Is there something? Now, here, what? Was there something? The world is brimming and full of nothing, you try to answer. You cannot say there is. You cannot say there isn't. The genuine transcends is, isn't. Do not grasp any state. Grasp nothing. Hold nothing. Do not coast. Where could you sit back? There is no abiding, no place to abide. Why? Because you are sitting in the big middle of all things already, just as you are. All things, everything is the cushion you sit upon. Cushion. There's no room to label. Everything is you yourself. All things are me. So now, knowing this, how could you blame others for anything? So just walk merrily along, each step from the belly of life, free, bright, clear, lucid. Walk clearly, see clearly, hear clearly. Free, not a cloud in the sky. Go in clarity, go lucidly. This is it, bright azure, not a cloud in the sky. But there is this stubborn side as well. Past transgressions, negative karma, deeply accumulated, become an obstacle for my practice of the way. Your legs are held down. Your hands are tied. Your heart is fettered and bagged. We can say that this is often the way things stand. You will feel small, afraid. This is your negative karma taking form. Daily, instant by instant, negative karma is accumulated. Why? Because you are seeing, operating, dualistically, discriminating. Didn't you see, haven't you seen that the genuine is not so? There is nothing to tie down, no one to be tied down. There are, in reality, no fetters, no chains. But as long as you give into the habit of looking off, you get caught up, tied up, frozen, confused, weak, defensive, don't you? Accumulated negative karma, which becomes an obstacle to your practice. You all appear to be stuck in this state. But if you let go, when you let go perfectly, you may just suddenly become very gentle, very free from objections, very obedient. We pray to all the Buddhas and ancestors who have attained the way. Why is it, how is it that the Buddhas and ancient teachers were able to be reborn to life, true life? Because they were able to become gentle and free from objections to true life, obedient to true life. They were able to drop the hard and brittle ego idea, let go of it. Ananda, yes, his objections, self-judgments melted. Pure, gentle obedience came to life. Obedience to things as they are. Although Ananda had been beside Shakyamuni Buddha's side for many years, receiving the teaching day in and day out, he was not able to really receive it. He continued to rely on his wits. He was unable to receive the teaching directly, deeply, from life's belly. Because first he processed it intellectually, picked it up, and got caught up by it. Working this way, he could not really receive Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching. The teaching of the Buddha became frozen, halted. When Shakyamuni was about to enter Nirvana, Ananda lost consciousness in his grief. You can see his figure in the Nirvana scrolls. Other beings, other animals in the scroll are sad, some are sobbing. The flowers have wilted in their sadness. But Ananda couldn't even grieve together with the others. Ananda then continued his practice under Mahakashapa. He must have practiced so sincerely, so mindfully, attentively. Mahakashapa recognized when Ananda was fully ripe for awakening. Ananda, yes. Take down the flag at the gate. Yes. How intimate was his response? He had heard everything that is to be heard. He has received everything that is to be received. So take down the flag, the symbol of the sermon. Haven't you heard yet? The bottom is broken. That's not to say that the bottom of ignorance has just now been broken through. From the beginningless beginning, the bottom is broken out. But until you are karmically mature, you fail to see that the bottom is broken through. Ananda, yes, take down the flag at the gate. Today is a splendid, bright, clear autumn day, isn't it? Who is this fine, clear autumn day? Who are you? What shall we do now to show our appreciation for these wonders, these blessings that we receive? Yet, it appears as if you still feel that something is missing, doesn't it? Bright, clear, cloudless skies. What is bright, clear, without a cloud? The clear autumn skies. Who is it? Who are you? We pray for the unstinting guidance and teaching of those who have awakened before us. May all Buddhas and ancestors who have attained the Buddha way be compassionate and free me from karmic effects, allowing me to practice the way without hindrance. May they share their compassion, which fills the boundless universe, with the virtue of their enlightenment and teachings. The Buddhas and teachers of the three worlds hold back nothing from us. Nothing is held back. Look. Right here. Right now. Here. Please, open your eyes to it. We are always and forever eternally given the genuine. Truly, all beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. This, all of this, all things are sacred. All things, all time. This is Buddha nature, Buddha mind. Always, right here, now. This is an offering to you. Who is eternally receiving this offering of Buddha mind? Who are you? It's easiest to see it as a great feast, a banquet that you're receiving all the time. So, who is it who's complaining? Who is feeling, I don't taste a thing? It's only because you've got your mouth closed to it. Earnestly, be empty. Your mouth will fly open, ready to chew and swallow this feast. But try to hold on to it, to keep it, and it becomes a cancer. Grasp nothing. Hold nothing. Just wholeheartedly chew this feast. Chew this bite, this one doing. If you're asked how it tastes, you can only reply, wonderful. You know the taste of life. So how will I show my appreciation for this sacred blessing of truth? Don't worry about that. You only need to receive, wholly, perfectly receive, truth as it is. Dedicate yourself perfectly. Give yourself to this. If you're receiving perfectly, you are giving perfectly. This one truth is so very close, so very intimate. You will understand for yourself that it cannot be lost. You will understand that everything is, as it is, good. you will understand that you are always one with all beings. Right now you may think, well, there's some people I don't really want to be together with. But together with all beings, one with all beings, is perfectly delightful. Because we are always one with the person of true virtue, of perfect virtue, complete merit. Who is the person of perfect virtue, complete merit? Don't look off. If we were not perfect virtue, complete merit, we would not be one, always together. Delightfully, all beings are Buddha. Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. All beings. No one is left out. Please, please, somehow, give yourself to this. Give yourself to your practice, this one doing. Please receive this feast with all your being. Receive, receive with all your being. Devote your entire being. How could you hold back? Die while alive, completely die, then all is well. Just doing your practice only. Work from the bottom of your tanden, please. You don't have time to exercise your intellect now. No time to mull and think. No time to be disturbed and disquieted. You know that, don't you? Good. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.